Good afternoon, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is traditionally known as Good Shepherd Sunday, or it's actually Saturday afternoon, but you know what I mean. And that is because of our gospel reading, which is taken from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. And it is in that chapter that Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd, who lays down his life for his sheep. And so it is also traditional on this day to speak about vocations to the priesthood and religious life. In these weeks after Easter, as we celebrate the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord, it is natural for us to reflect more deeply on what it means to lay down one's life. And certainly the words can be taken literally. Jesus did, in fact, die for us, a death he freely accepted in obedience to his Father's will. And many of the saints have been martyred, some of them in terrible ways, as witnesses to the faith. And when we look at our own lives, we also have to recognize at least the possibility of being martyred. And indeed, in certain places of the world, unfortunately today in the Middle East and parts of Asia and Africa, we increasingly hear about missionaries and priests and even ordinary Christians being persecuted and killed for their faith. But I think there is also another way to understand what it means to lay down your life, and that is to dedicate yourself in response to God's call to the service of God and your fellow human beings, to sacrifice your own desires, even your own interests, in order to work for a good greater than your own personal good. That is truly a noble calling and essential to the concept of the Good Shepherd. For if we are not willing to give our lives in the service of others, then we are no more than hired hands working for a wage, but not for love. Of course, this concept of vocation applies not only to the priesthood and to religious life as a brother or sister, but to any state of life to which our Lord is calling us, to be married or single, perhaps a consecrated virgin or widow or hermit. And it is that call that matters. It is a call that each one of us must discern within the context of our own lives and our own prayers. And I would, in this context, like to share with you, with all of you, but especially for those of you who may have considered at some point or may be considering even now a call to the priesthood or religious life, I would like to share some words which Pope Benedict addressed to the young people of Great Britain when he arrived there in September of 2010 for the beatification of Cardinal Newman. "I urge you," the Holy Father said, "to lead lives worthy of our Lord and of yourselves. There are many temptations placed before us every day: drugs, money, sex, pornography, alcohol, which the world tells you will bring you happiness, yet these things are destructive and divisive. There is only one thing that lasts, the love of Jesus Christ, personally, for each one of you. Search for him, know him, and love him, and he will set you free from slavery to the glittering but superficial existence frequently proposed by today's society. Put aside what is worthless and learn of your dignity as children of God. Jesus asks us to pray for vocations. I pray that each and every one of you will come to know and love Jesus Christ, and through that encounter that you will dedicate yourselves completely to God, and especially those of you who are called to the priesthood and religious life. This is the challenge which the Lord gives you today. The church now belongs to you. May the church never lack men and women willing to lay down their lives for her sheep. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.